Plenty of time and effort go into decorating the entries in the annual Island Equipment Owners Association Truck Light Convoy and Food Drive, like the dump truck and equipment trailer being transformed in his friend's garage by Mark Volk and a team of volunteers all this week and last. Volk, who runs H. Volk Transport, is president of the association and an enthusiastic participant in the popular event, which returns to Greater Victoria streets on Saturday. He said the trailer being decorated will feature Santa's workshop, along with Santa and Mrs. Claus. There's a crew of people that come out every night, and we've been at it until 10, 11 o'clock every night after work, Volk said. It just gets a little bit bigger and better every year. This will be the 23rd convoy. This year's will have 80 entries ranging from all manner of working trucks to buses, fire trucks, tow trucks and more. It's such a great variety this year, said Association Manager Wendy Watt. There's a bit of everything for everyone. Watt noted that the route has changed somewhat this year, with the convoy heading down Douglas Street instead of Government Street after starting off from Ogden Point at 5:40 p.m. The entire route is 35 kilometers and ends about 8:30 p.m. at the Millstream Road, Bear Mountain Parkway roundabout. Truck Light Convoy Route and Schedule. Approximate times for the convoy. 5:40 p.m., Ogden Point. 6:30 p.m., Oak Bay Avenue. 7 p.m., Yates Street. 7:30 p.m., Watkiss Way. 8 p.m., Veterans Memorial Parkway. It will travel along Dallas Road, Beach Drive, Oak Bay Avenue, Yates Street, Blanchard Street south of Yates, Douglas Street, Trans-Canada Highway, Watkiss Way, Highway 1A, Goldstream Avenue and Millstream Road. With the closing of Westshore Motorsports Park, the convoy will not be ending at the facility's parking lot as usual for a public viewing, she said. Watt said that Road King GPS, available through the iowa.ca website, will allow people to find out where the convoy is and the approximate time it will reach them. Live streaming will be provided, as well. Victoria Police issued a public alert about traffic disruptions and temporary intersection closures during the event. The convoy even attracts out-of-towners, with people from the Lower Mainland, Seattle and other areas routinely traveling to Victoria to take it all in, Watt said. They book their family holidays and family weekends to come and see the trucks, Watt said. Donations to charities accepted. She said there are links on the association website so the public can donate to the Mustard Seed, Goldstream and Peninsula Lions food banks. There is also a partnership with Island Savings this year that has seen food being collected at company branches in the lead up to the convoy. And on the day of the event, a number of food drop-off points will be in operation at such locations as Oak Bay Municipal Hall, Langford's Veterans Memorial Park and Fennel's RV. The View Royal Fire Department will be collecting at Helmkin Road and Watkiss Way and their Colwood counterparts will be at the West Shore Recreation Center. Those are great places to take food donations and they can also take money contributions, Watt said. It's an amazing, the effort. She said the 2021 convoy collected about $15,000 and about 4,500 kilograms of food to help food banks. Throughout its history, the convoy has brought in about $80,500 and about 88,450 kilograms of food. Jay Bell at TimesColonist.com. > to comment on this article, write a letter to the editor, letters at TimesColonist.com.